When discouraged, reflect on God's miracles. By Beyond Today writer, Janet Treadway. Feeling discouraged? You might have a great source of encouragement right at hand. Years ago, when my oldest son David was 10, he became sick. I thought he had the flu. After a week of this, I became concerned and asked an elder in our church to anoint him and pray for God to heal him. The next day, we took him to a doctor who told us he just had the flu. "Take him home and let him rest," the doctor said. "He will be fine." Before we left the office, the nurse called my husband over to the side and privately told him that he should take David to the hospital to make sure everything was okay. She felt something else was going on. Charles and I took him straight to the hospital. Alarmed, the doctors immediately took David into surgery. Apparently, David's appendix had ruptured several days before. David was in the hospital for a week while they drained all the toxins out of his system. To this day, we are very thankful for this quick-thinking and brave nurse, as she saved our son's life. Had we followed the doctor's advice and taken David home, he could easily have died. We know to whom the ultimate thanks was due that day. God. I can name many times that God has intervened on our behalf. Some were serious, and some not so serious. Like the windmill answered prayer. An unexpected blessing. Many years ago, we lived in a house that had a huge windmill in the front yard. I loved that windmill, especially in the springtime when the wind would twirl the blades. The beautiful flowers that surrounded its base only enhanced its beauty. Often, early in the morning, I would stare out the window while sipping on a cup of coffee. The windmill's beauty and movement would send such peace and calm. It was a great way to start my mornings. After years of the windmill standing tall and providing me such joy, the paint faded, and it badly needed a paint job. It was over 10 feet tall, and with 4 children to feed, it was not in our budget. I just casually mentioned to our Father in Heaven that I wished I had the money to paint that old windmill and bring back its beauty. A week later, my husband glanced out the window and quickly told me to come here. He said the windmill had a fresh coat of paint on it. Who painted our windmill, and in the color that I wanted? Later that day, a young man who lived next door came over and said he painted it last night. While I should have gotten upset that a neighbor painted my windmill without permission, how could I? Strange as it was, it was a wonderful blessing. God heard my desire and inspired this young man to paint it. Another time, we were down to hardly anything to eat. While trying to figure out how we would feed our kids that day, I heard a knock on the door. It was a woman from our church with a bag of groceries. She said that she was just inspired to bring us some food. She had no idea how badly we needed the food, but God did. Remember and be encouraged. We all forget God's blessings and interventions from time to time. When we get overwhelmed and discouraged with the trials we are going through, it's good to remind ourselves of how awesome our Father in Heaven is and how He has helped us along the way in the past. God is there to help us in the times of urgency, but He also cares for the little things that matter to us. In John 15, verse 7, God tells us, "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you." New International Version. God wants to give us the good things in life. So, do we see a loving God who wants the best for us? Or do we see a harsh, uncaring God? At your most discouraging moments, ask God to encourage you. It works. Make a list of the times He has intervened in your life. Pull it out when you get overwhelmed and review it. If God helped you in the past, does that mean He is gone and not interested in helping you today? No, He is not fickle and gone with the wind, as you may feel some people are in your life. God is loyal and never changes. Malachi 3 verse 6. Hebrews 13 verse 8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will never leave you and commands you to be strong and courageous. Deuteronomy 31 verse 6 states, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." NIV. Never. God saved my son's life. He provided desperately needed food for my family, and he even inspired someone to paint a treasured windmill for me. What great things has God done for you? Reflect on those things. And when you are overwhelmed in a storm, always ask for encouragement. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.